8. Listen to part of a lecture in a world history class.
For hundreds of years, the maritime trading city of Venice had controlled the European spice trade with a firm hand. Various spices, including nutmeg, pepper, and cinnamon, were hauled overland across Asia to the great trading market of Constantinople, where they were bought up by Venetian merchants and then shipped westward across the Mediterranean to Venice. From here, the spices were sold on at often excessive prices to traders from Northern Europe. Venice had an almost complete monopoly of the trade, yet many of the spices originated in countries and regions which few, if any, in Europe had visited. As spices became increasingly popular in medieval Europe, Venice's merchants managed the supply to ensure that high prices were maintained. But in the late 14th and early 15th centuries, hundreds of other maritime nations attempted to get a share of the spice trade. Until that time, European ships rarely ventured too far from coastal waters due to the lack of navigation technology and knowledge. But gradually, as new methods of navigation were developed, the Spanish and Portuguese learned how to successfully send ships onto the open sea. Prince Henry of Portugal set out to challenge the Venetians' grip on the spice trade by sending ships around Africa to India and China, thus avoiding the overland route. The King of Spain sent ships westward across the Atlantic Ocean in the hope of reaching India from the opposite direction. As is well known, the Italian navigator Christopher Columbus eventually reached the American continent by sailing westward, but didn't find the spice regions of Asia that had been his goal. Within a few years, the Portuguese explorations paid off when the explorer Vasco da Gama reached the west coast of India and returned to Portugal with spices and jewels, as well as the news that the Indians were willing to pursue trade.
Using points and examples from the lecture, explain how maritime nations affected the spice trade in Europe.